It used to be that men had to sneak into X-rated movies or buy girly magazines to view porn, but now pornography is just a click away. I'm Brian Patrick. Welcome to Crossing the Goal, where we tackle tough, manly issues. We'll be discussing things you may not want young children to hear, or certainly you'll want to be prepared to have a discussion with them. The Porn Trap, with special guest Dr. Peter Kloponis, this time on Crossing the Goal. As we kick off our show on The Porn Trap, the first of a two-part series on men and pornography, let's meet our Crossing the Goal team, the Vice President of Renewal Ministries, Peter Herbeck, Founder and President of Focus, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, Curtis Martin, and our coach here on Crossing the Goal, former NFL All-Pro wide receiver and coach, Danny Abramowitz. And this is a serious subject matter. If you have small children who might be watching, you certainly would want to be careful not to let them listen or hear something that's not appropriate. And if they do listen, you should probably be prepared to talk about this, Peter. But this is something we as men really need to talk about.
It is a big issue. And I think we as a team have been fired up about this, about wanting to stand up and say enough's enough. And we want to stand up and fight against it. We want to dedicate this show and the next show to it because we think it's that important. And some have described this as every man's battle. You know, not every man has a porn addiction problem or something, but it's a temptation for every man, and it's a huge problem. We're going to find out in detail today just how big it is.
And we're excited to be able to put this program together because this is a great example of what Christianity can do. It shines light into darkness, and we want to be able to shine the light of Christ into darkness because there are some really dark places in this world. Not just a problem for non-Christians, this is also a problem for practicing Catholics and Christians, and so we really are committed to going after this with the light of Christ.
You know, guys, preparing for this show, it sort of scared me because I said, man, thank you, Lord, because I have sort of an addictive personality.
Yeah.
And if this, like internet pornography, was back when I was a teenager, man, I don't know if I could have, you know, overcome it. It's scary. Yeah. It really is.
And it's so wide sweeping, Danny, because you and I have some experience with addiction.
Yes.
And a certain percentage of people may be prone to alcohol addiction.
Yeah.
But this really hits men across the board.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think we're gonna see just how big of a problem it is as we're talking about, but we're also gonna state a fundamental truth. Jesus Christ is bigger and stronger than all this stuff. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, and every man's gonna have to discover that for himself to live in freedom.
Yes. All right, Peter Herbeck will introduce us to Dr. Peter Kloponis in The Game Plan as we continue our show on The Porn Trap here on Crossing the Goal.
When I feel like I'm going to fall off or do something wrong, I pray the rosary. I ask God to protect me and protect my family. And I turn around to look at the good things that God's given me, that I don't need to do things to hurt him or to make him displeased with me.
As Danny was mentioning earlier in his talk, he talked about lust and the inappropriate times that lust comes to us. And I struggle with that. And his recommendation to ask Mary is a great tool. I'm going to give that a try.
Welcome back to Crossing the Goal. I'm Peter Herbeck, and I'm here with therapist Dr. Peter Kloponis, who specializes in pornography addiction. Welcome, Dr. Peter.
Thanks for having me. Good to be
here. Now, we know this is a big problem. Just how big is it?
It's a huge problem. You know, a recent study showed that 10% of adult men struggle with pornography addiction. It's a huge thing. It's affecting thousands of men all over the United States, even millions, but people just aren't talking about it, and we really need to address it.
Yeah. Now, that's how broad it is, but what exactly is its impact on people? Some people say, pornography is not that big of a deal.
It's a huge deal. First of all, it's a $100 billion industry. $13 billion of that comes from the United States. There are over 4 million pornographic websites. Right. Over 3 million, or over 100,000 rather, child porn sites. So it's a huge problem. It affects marriages, careers, families. It has a huge impact.
When you're talking about the financial numbers, you say $13 billion here in the United States. Just to give it some perspective, the NFL, the total profit, the total amount of money made by the NFL is what, $7 billion. Yeah. So it's almost twice as much as our country's biggest sport. It seems like it's on all the time and it's making money everywhere. That's a huge, huge
It's true, but people aren't aware of it because this is going on late at night in the privacy of people's homes. Like I said, it's now pornography is just a click away.
Why is pornography so addictive?
All right. Well, what people need to understand is that men are visually stimulated. And what happens when we see an erotic image, we look, we notice it, and there's a chemical reaction that goes on in our brains. Dopamine is released. It gets mixed with testosterone and it creates a high, similar to a high you'd get from a narcotic like cocaine. And this is very addictive to a man, to a man's brain. You know, women don't necessarily have this, but it's something unique to men.
What are the warning signs? As you were talking, I was just thinking, what are the warning signs? How can a guy know if he's got a problem going?
Okay, well, first of all, any type of pornography use is a problem. Any type. But if a man finds that, you know, several times a week he finds himself logging on to the internet to look at porn, and if he finds that the intensity of the pornography increases, in other words, the soft porn isn't enough anymore, now he's going to the hardcore porn, and he's spending longer periods of time looking at it, at that point he has to say, hey, this might be a problem. I think I may have an addiction and need to get help.
Let's mention again, what are the different ways porn is accessible to people?
Well, really, anything today that has access to the internet. It's not just the computer anymore, it's the cell phone. People can view it on iPods, iPads.
BlackBerry, if I'm holding my
BlackBerry. Anything, yeah. In fact, for teenagers, that's the number one outlet for pornography today is the cell phone. Anything that has access to the internet or that you can download video onto, you can look at pornography on. So the technology today has made it so much easier for us to access the pornography, and this is what has made it such a big problem.
Are we talking the major sort of percentage of people who are involved or addicted to it? Are we talking older men or even younger men and boys?
There are no boundaries.
How about women?
Women can be addicted to internet sex, but it's very different. Women are not visually stimulated like men. They're not looking at the images. They're actually disgusted by that. For women, women are more relationally oriented. So what women are getting addicted to are these sexual erotic chat rooms because they're looking for a relationship. But again, you get in these chat rooms, they're very erotic, they're very sexual.
Is it difficult to get out of it once you're into it? I mean, how difficult is it to get out? It's actually a better way to ask the question.
Well,
it's difficult.
It can be a challenge. It's not impossible. Recovery is possible. I wouldn't be in this business if I didn't know that recovery is possible. And I worked with hundreds of men who are struggling with this, who have found sobriety and found freedom from pornography. Pornography is not the adult entertainment that everybody thinks it is. It enslaves men. And when men are able to get out of it, they are so grateful for the freedom.
What does it do for men in terms of their relationships to women and how they view women?
It definitely changes that. You know, in pornography, the women are there solely for your own personal pleasure. They don't have opinions. They don't have views. They certainly never say no. Pornography actually dehumanizes these women. All they are there is for a man's own sexual pleasure. But then a man goes out into the real world and he has to deal with real women. And these are women with thoughts and views and the ability to say, no, this is somebody's daughter that they have to deal with now. And they don't know how to deal with it. This is one of the problems with young men today. They don't know how to relate to women because their whole view of relationships and sexuality has come from pornography.
It also impacts, it has a devastating impact on marriage relationships too, doesn't it? In terms of the capacity for intimacy and...
Because the men, again, they view sex as simply for their own pleasure. They've totally divorced it from the procreative and the unitive act. And women know this. You know, so many women have told me, yes, you know, I'm in bed with my husband, we're very intimate having sex, but I know that in his mind, he's thinking of somebody else. He's thinking of what he saw on the computer screen. And that's devastating to women.
You know, Peter, what we're seeing is an all-out attack from the enemy. What the enemy's ultimately after is eternal souls.
Exactly.
The family, the marriage relationship, our sexuality is ground zero, and it's an all-out battle. And it's incredible to see just how pervasive it is and how his strategy is unfolding.
It is. It's ruining families. You know, wives, when they find out their husbands are looking at pornography, they view it as serious as an extramarital affair. This is how hurt they are, and it does lead to divorces and break up the families, and that's one of the things that Satan wants to do. He wants to break up Catholic families.
And there's wisdom on how to handle this. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in the Red Zone.
Yes.
God bless. Brian?
All right, Peter and Dr. Peter Kliponis, thanks for the game plan. And Coach, it's alarming
how quickly and how deep men can be drawn into this trap.
Well, I'll tell you what, Peter's information here has really opened my eyes up.
And we'll get more of that as we get together down in the red zone next on Crossing the Goal. We're in the red zone here in our show we call The Porn Trap. This is the first of a two-part series. This addresses the problem. Our second segment will really address the hope that's out there for men. And this is something that's really hard to talk about, but it's something that we can't ignore.
Yeah. Doctor, how did you end up specializing in pornography addiction?
Well, it's nothing that I ever planned on doing. My background was in marriage and family therapy, and that's what I wanted to do. And early on in my career, I decided that I wanted to specialize in working with men, because there are a lot of issues that men deal with that they needed help with. And over the past 5 years, that's become more and more about pornography. You know, when I started practicing close to 15 years ago, the majority of the addictions work I did was in drug and alcohol work. Today, it's all pornography. And as I said, especially over the past 5 years, it has grown exponentially. And we really need to address it because this is affecting families. It's tearing apart marriages. It's actually hurting careers. Men are losing their job because they're looking at porn online at work. So we have to really attack this issue.
You know, Doc, it was amazing. The attack, how it does attack, how and the visually, when you get trapped in it. A friend of mine started sharing with me and several other guys how he was trapped with pornography. At nighttime, he would go, like you said, it's late at night, no one knows, I'm by myself, I'm not hurting anybody, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he was viewing this pornography, and one day the feds pull up in front of his house, mm-hmm. arrested him in front of his family.
Yep.
Three young children, went to prison. Served like 3 years, came out of prison. Mm-hmm. Guess what the first thing he wanted to do when he came out of prison?
Look at porn.
That blew me away. Tell us a little, what?
Well, this just shows how addictive it is. It's just like a drug. You know, there's a saying, once an addict, always an addict. Now, that doesn't mean you can't get clean and sober and live a happy life without it, but you have to realize that, yes, this is an addiction, and you have to maintain your recovery all the time. You need support, you need accountability, you need God, you need all of this. And as you said, you know, so many men are becoming addicted to this. And well, as with any addiction, a little is enough. You want more and more, so the soft porn is enough. You know, all of a sudden that Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue isn't doing it. So you go into the hardcore, and then you get into the fetishes, and for some men it does get into things like child porn, which is illegal, and there are men who are going to prison because of
and it. Why is it so progressive like that? I mean, why does it go from one thing to the next to the next? What's going on inside a guy that he needs that or is drawn to that?
Well, what's happening is, like with any drug, you develop a tolerance for it. Mm-hmm. A little isn't enough to get the same effect. You need more and more, so it has to become more intense. This is why for a drug addict, cocaine isn't enough. Eventually, they have to move on to crack or heroin just to get the same effect. For the alcoholic, beer and wine is enough. You have to go to the hard liquor. It's the same process. And unfortunately, you can get into forms of pornography that are extremely violent toward women.
Mm-hmm. And this didn't start with the internet, but certainly the internet has fed this in the sense that it's so accessible. And these websites are set up in such a way that they just draw you one level at a time. And before you know it, you're thinking, how did I get here? How am I doing this?
Yeah. It's very slow. You know, there's an old saying, if you throw a frog into a pot of boiling water, it jumps out. If you put that frog into a pot of cold water and slowly turn up the heat, it boils to death. Man, we are boiling to death with this. Mm. And like you said, it didn't start with the internet. You know, porn's been around for centuries. Playboy's been around since the mid-50s. Where pornography addiction really started to take hold was actually in the early 1980s when everybody was buying VCRs for their home. And you had your neighborhood video rental store. And in that store, in the back, was the back room. That's where pornography really entered us because we got used to it and we accepted it. So the roots were already there. and they were planted and they were deep. And when the internet came along, boom, the whole thing just grew out of control.
And then every place you went, businessmen at hotels. I mean, you go into hotels, like what used to be family hotels. Remember, you go in and you'd see a Gideon Bible sitting next to a bed, and that was about all that was there, and you had a few channels on the TV. Now, most hotels have this whole lineup of pornography that's right there again, all alone, on the road, lonely, maybe a little discouraged about business. No one's going to see you. No one knows you. Yep. It's totally anonymous, and bam, you're trapped right there.
And it's a huge money maker, and that's what the pornography industry is all about. It's about money. It's not about freedom. It's not free speech. It's not art. It's all about money. And the more that they can get men addicted to it, the more money they make. The porn industry are really glorified drug pushers. That's what they are.
That's actually true,
isn't
it?
You talk about the businessman and the attack on men, but let's go dial it back to the next generation. We've got young men and teenage boys that are being drawn into this. I mean, is this a pretty sticky trap for that group?
It is, it is. There's no age limit, young or old, on this. But young people, you know, teenagers and college students, they are really at risk. Because for them, they see it everywhere. For young people, the main outlet for pornography is no longer the home computer. Now it's the cell phone. On the cell phone, you have full internet access, and this is what kids are looking at the porn. And a lot of times their parents don't even know about it. But you have kids as young as 11 and 12 who are getting addicted to pornography because of that.
Well, you look at what you said earlier, and that is that the chemical dopamine is being released in their brain and is combining with testosterone. Well, who's got testosterone? Teenage boys. They're already out of control on that level. You don't want to throw gasoline on that fire, and that's what exactly this is doing.
I say it's a powerful cocktail for the brain.
And isn't friends luring other friends into what? Hey, look at here. Because look at this.
They're sitting there on the school bus. Hey, look what's on my cell phone here.
Wow.
You know, and this leads into things like sexting, where teenagers are sending, you know, homemade pornography to each other through their cell phones on the internet. You know, girls taking nude pictures of themselves and emailing it to their boyfriends. This is what is happening.
And sometimes that gets all over school or even all over the internet.
Gosh. Yeah, it does. And it's devastating. Yeah.
What about the women who are drawn into this industry? That's got to have a devastating effect. I have three daughters. I couldn't imagine what a father must go through.
It's horrible. First of all, you know, the industry, it's abusive to women all around.
Right.
All around. I don't know of any young, healthy young girl that says when she grows up she wants to be a porn star. But what's happening is that pornography is teaching young women today that to be popular, to be loved, to get a man, you have to look and act like a porn star. And this is where young women today are doing things that a generation ago would they think it would be unspeakable.
I think the accessibility is a huge issue now, as you've been saying, but also, I mean, I thought when I was a young guy, I still remember when I was a Catholic elementary school boy and I was on the playground with my buddies and we saw over in the corner, there's a crowd of boys our age gathered, and we went over to see what was going on, and one guy, his name is Jeff, I still remember this so vividly, Jeff had tore out a picture from a Playboy from his father, and all the boys were kind of looking at it But to be able to then in later years in high school, if I was ever tempted to want to grab a magazine or something like that, you had to do that in a public place. And I remember being tempted at times, almost wanting to reach for something. I thought, oh, I'm not going to do it here because so I don't want to be seen by anybody. Yeah. Well, that's all gone. What we see is that all the adult world, the sexual revolution has such a hold on our generation that there's no more protections and inhibitions. We've wiped it all away. And so the kids are unprotected, really, because the adult world is, we've drank the Kool-Aid. We say, it's not that big of a deal. And you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's a huge, huge problem. We're not protecting them.
Address the protection thing. I mean, you said that now, you know.
Well, you know, we do need to protect the kids. You know, the younger kids, we need to protect them. You know, 8, 9, 10-year-olds, they shouldn't be looking at porn at all. It's devastating for them. It brings them into a world that they're not ready for. Yeah. They're not able to understand it. And it really warps their view of sexuality and relationships. For the young kids 11 and older, we've got to prepare them. We've got to train them to go out into the world. The average age of when a child now views pornography is 11.
Yeah.
So they're going to go out there. They're going to encounter it.
And you have a series of steps that we're going to link on our website.
That's
so that
right,
people
yes.
can go to that. Before we share a short prayer on this, because this is really a difficult subject matter, we're going to do a complete show on breaking out of this trap. But do you feel that there's really hope for people?
There is hope. There is hope. Like I said before, I wouldn't be in this business if there wasn't hope. And I've seen it. I've seen men be able to break free from the chains of pornography. Yeah, it takes work. It does take work like any other addiction. But if you're willing to, you know, be humble admit there's a problem, be willing to get help, find that support and accountability you need, and also have God in the process. You need God. You need to be walking with the Lord.
That's the
freedom
key.
Is yep. possible.
That's the key. Let's mm-hmm. pray. I mean, greater is He that is in us than he that's in the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, you've overcome the world through your death and your resurrection. You said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Lord, we pray for every single person listening, maybe brothers who are in prison, maybe guys who are soldiers in the army, maybe a young teenage boy, whoever it is who's watching tonight, a scared mother. Look, Jesus, you're the answer. And we ask you, Lord, to send your Holy Spirit to empower us, to give us courage and strength to say no to sin and to say yes to you.
And we entrust ourselves to the prayers of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is the virgin most pure, who through her prayers can lead us back onto a path of restoration and healing. So we entrust ourselves to you, Mother.
We pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Dr. Peter Kliponis, we'll have you back next time to talk about the road back mm-hmm. from porn. And we'll be in the end zone next here on Crossing the Goal. We'll get the last word on the porn trap. And also, we have some emails that are pertaining to this topic that we'll share with you from the email bag next on Crossing the Goal in the end zone. We've reached the end zone in our show on Crossing the Goal on the Porn Trap, and we'll have the last word on that topic. But first, some emails that were sent to us that do relate to this. From Ron, we get, how do I change the way I think about women? I continually view them as a sex object. I came back to the church 9 months ago, and through prayer, I've been able to vanquish most of the time the thoughts that I have. But I still fall and look at porn on the computer and look lustfully at a woman walking down the street. Can you recommend a book or other advice?
Well, other advice first would be, make sure that you're talking to someone, that you're living in the light. Not, you go to confession, but also find a mentor, find someone you can trust that you can talk to. That's important. Number two, good book series is called Every Man's Battle, Every Man's Battle series. You could look that up, as well as Pure Eyes, two good books that will help you.
Two devotions that could play a role there. One is the Rosary, and the other one is a devotion to the infant Jesus, both of which facilitate purity of heart. And in fact, when you pray the Rosary, you can be meditating upon the life of Jesus as a child and do both at the same time.
Yeah, I asked for the intercession of St. Joseph, too, the chaste spouse of Mary.
Yes.
This email from Mary, I'm trying to figure out how to best advise my 18-year-old son. I was never married to his father, and his stepfather is not Catholic. My son has been rejecting his faith, but just started dating a young woman who is Catholic and is serious about her faith. He was getting teased by friends for not having been intimate with his girlfriend. What is the best way to support him in standing up for what he and his girlfriend have decided?
Well, first of all, Mary, pray to Mary, and that's to intercede on behalf of you and your son. Also, build your son up and tell him that's the normal way to do it, what you're doing. Abstinence and doing the right thing, and you save yourselves for one another in marriage, not premarital sex.
We have one more email to share with you guys from Jocelyn. She says, you guys rock. What a great concept. What a great show for men who would otherwise never consider prayer and or turning to Jesus. I am a young woman, and I love when you guys stop and do those quick prayers in the middle of the discussion. I always join in. What a beautiful presence of the Holy Spirit I feel through your prayers. May the Lord continue to bless this ministry. Love the outtakes, by the way.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you for the prayer. Amen. Thank you for the support. Yeah. It's wonderful.
And you're welcome for the outtakes. I know I'm responsible for a lot of them.
Yes, yeah.
All right, let's get the last word on the porn trap, Peter.
Well, what I want to just say to end is real change is possible. Why? Because Jesus Christ is Lord, and because He's given you His Holy Spirit. Listen to St. Paul from Romans. He says, for just as you once yielded yourselves to impurity and to greater and greater iniquity, so now yield your members to righteousness and to holiness. Paul says, look, I remember once when you yielded yourself to passions and impurity. Now you have a new power working in you to lead you to holiness and to purity.
you know, we're on the same page, literally, because I'm reading from the passage just a little bit later in St. Paul's letter to the Romans. And this is the wrestling match that Paul points out is necessary, but also is possible to achieve victory through. He says this, "For the good that I wish, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not wish." He goes on and says, "Who can save me from this body of death? Thanks be to God for Jesus Christ." And we have to recognize he's offering one hope for a problem that affects all of us. We live in a most turbulent time with regards to this issue of pornography, but the solution is still the same. Turn to Jesus Christ.
If you're struggling, men, with addiction or even just a problem with pornography, there's several things you can do. And the main thing that you can do is admit that you have a problem. The second thing you do is turn to the Lord and ask Him to give you the strength to deal with it.
God can and will, if He is sought. Dr. Peter Kliponis will be back with us next time. I want to thank Coach Danny Abramowitz, Curtis Martin, Peter Herbeck, and Dr. Kliponis. Next time, we're going to talk about the road back from porn. We'll see you then on Crossing the Goal.